us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
I'm sorry, Judd. What?
Final score is what now?
What?
They gave up a snowman. Never good.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's rough. That is rough stuff.
We spent 2 days discussing this in grab bag when the Bruins came up. It's like, okay, Bruins have a real game against Winnipeg. They're playing well.
This
they're
is
playing,
it. Circle
playing
this
well
game.
Under Joe Sacco. Let's see. It's one of the only real opponents they played. They beat up on a lot of dog
what
crap.
What happened?
8-1.
They got destroyed. You're right. They were 7-2 under Sacco.
Yeah.
Going into this one. And you know, I didn't want to make too much of it, but like we knew they weren't playing great teams. One of the teams fired their coach along that stretch. So it was bad teams. They needed to pile up points, and they did. But this went right back to all the worst stuff that was under Jim Montgomery.
Correct.
Like all the penalties and then not being able to kill penalties. They gave up 3 power play goals.
Okay, so the Bruins had, there were more penalties.
More penalties.
There were matching fighting majors and everything like that. There were 6 power plays. They gave up 3 goals. Correct.
Yeah, so that's not going to get it done. So your first goal of the game is on the power play. You're down 2-0 after the first period. Then you're kind of just swimming in it. And then really the floodgates open in that third period. But you just got outclassed by the better team. And it seems like to this point, and what have they played? almost 30 games. It feels like, I don't know, teams that are bad, they can probably beat. And then like the real class of the league, like they're not there. They're not with those teams. And it's also highlighted to me by the goalie.
Oh, yeah.
The goalie. Yeah, I mean, you give up 8 goals. Like, that's quite a bit. Even if through a power play. Even if you want to take the power play goals away from them, which also is not something that you could do.
No.
But if you take those away, still gave up 5 goals. And so much of the offseason was about Swayman. So much of the early part of the regular season was about Swayman. You're paying this guy now. Is he going to live up to it? Is he going to be one of the best goalies in the league? Is he going to be a top 5 goalie? Well, last night it wasn't even close who the best goalie was on the ice, and more often than not this year, there hasn't been a goalie advantage for the Bruins, which there should be, and there was for years. Even with Tuukka Rask, people had problems with Tuukka Rask, but more nights than not, Tuukka was the better goalie on the ice. You can't say that about Swayman this year.
No, that was I was a Rask criticizer. Yeah. That was like, you know, like in a big game, can
in a
you
big
trust
game
him sort
or
of
like
thing?
Certain playoff series, but like on the course of this regular season, like he's usually pretty good.
Yeah, this guy you can't trust against, you know, a regular season game against the Winnipeg Jets, for
no,
God's sakes.
The stats are staggering.
Okay, so he is now, I'm just looking this up. He is now at 327 goals against and an 885 save percentage.
You want to know where they both rank?
Well, I was just looking this up.
Oh, so
I know the goals against is 45th. I was just looking up save percentage.
So what is there, 32 teams in the league?
Correct.
Right? They're always adding teams. So there's 32 teams.
45th.
I was going to say he's going to be 32nd. Oh, no, he's 45th.
Hang on.
So the multiple goalies, teams have 2 goalies better than him.
The goalies around him, Samsonov, who's also highly paid at 44.
Okay.
And Alexei Kolozov.
He's having a slow start.
He's right behind.
Yeah, he's not having a great year.
Nedeljkovic, Georgiev.
Yeah.
These are some of the names that he's around. But where does save percentage rank?
45th.
Oh, they're 45th
same.
Both.
Oh, yeah. Dual 45th.
Nice. I like that. That's a nice round thing.
327. How do you give up 8 goals?
That's right after right after Elvis Merzliskins at 44.
There you go, Elvis.
Right before. He's edging out Vitek Vanacek.
All right.
And
so
again,
he's doing better than him.
There's Nedeljkovic again.
Keeping pace with him, but yeah, I mean, how much of it is not having the offseason? I'm sure that's a part of it. Now, the defense in front of them certainly hasn't been very good.
Nope.
But has it been this bad? Like, at some point, that's why you're also paying the goalie so much.
Yes.
The goalie should be able to make up for not great defense. Like, those guys haven't been good.
No.
Like, there's no doubt about it. But he's the one that wears these numbers, and he needs to be better.
So you were hoping things changed under Sacco. They kind of did until they ran into a real team in the Winnipeg Jets, who, by the way, started great. They really weren't even playing that great.
That's true. They've
going
cooled
into last night, and it was 8-1. Then you get Marchand after the game. Quote, this was coming. Our practices have been sloppy.
Nice.
Our execution has been off.
Okay.
And it bleeds into games. The way you practice is how you play. So who do we blame for that? Is that Sacco? Is that the captain? Like, that kind of sounds like the captain's problem, does it not?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's especially when it's an interim coach. Like, I know he's been around. He's been an assistant. He's been a head coach. Like, I know he's been around, but you just got this guy. He's 10 games into his head coaching time here. And, yeah, I would look at, you know, the veteran players on the team. Yeah, you're right. Speaking of Winnipeg, they started 15-1.
Yep.
And then they went into last night 20-9. So whatever, what is that, 5-8 yeah. over their last stretch?
They had dropped off. But they're still a good team.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still bombarded you last night. So who are you mad at with the Bruins? Are you mad at the captain coming out and saying, yeah, we've been sloppy at practice, and we have one of these coming? That's kind of on you, Brad, and I love Marchand.
But
that's kind of on you.
What's frustrating, too, about it is this would be a game that you would circle. Not that, you know, hey, you want to get 2 points every single night. So you're playing a bad team. You got to get the 2 points. You got to move on. But this had to be a real kind of test. Like, if all of us are saying that, like, as fans, you're like, all right, what's it going to look like?
They should be ready for it.
Shouldn't they?
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing.
And then you have Sacco and the Winnipeg coach yelling at one another.
Talk to the players.
They were pouring it on at the end. Like, they poured it on with, like, extra guys, a top power play out there and chasing extra goals at the end of the game to really pump the Bruins last night. So who are you mad at? You mad at Sacco? You mad at the leadership, Brad Marchand? How are you feeling about Jeremy Swayman? Yeah. And on top of that, you know, was this just a stretch where they got a jump after firing their coach and now they're back to being the same old team? 617-779-7937. We'll jump in with your Bruins thoughts. All your Red Sox thoughts continue to hang out with the Red Sox doing exactly nothing in free agency. Plus, the Patriots. Is Gerard Mayo really coaching for his job? That's next.